Could net neutrality do away with the digital divide? The data is in. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. The talk today at the Federal Communications Commission is whether to restore net neutrality. When the Obama administration put rules in place in 2015, the idea was to ensure that internet service providers, or ISPs like Verizon and Comcast, gave consumers fair access to the web and didn't favor sites and services they happened to control. But that mandate was repealed 2 years later under FCC Chair Ajit Pai, chosen by then-President Donald Trump.
We could end up disincentivizing companies from wanting to build out internet access to a lot of parts of the country, low-income urban and rural areas, for example.
After the federal repeal, some states adopted their own net neutrality regulations. Others didn't, which provided a pretty great data set for researchers wanting to know what would getting rid of net neutrality mean for internet access in rural areas. Adam Renhoff, economics professor at Middle Tennessee University, had that exact question. One measure he looked at was internet speed. He found,
even though download speeds are getting faster everywhere, the rural consumers are falling behind in states without net neutrality protections.
With average broadband speeds decreasing an average of 11% for rural customers in those states. So those backing the return of federal net neutrality may have a point, but Renhoff says another of their arguments doesn't hold up so well. President Biden's FCC chair, Jessica Rosenworcel, expects net neutrality will boost competition, leading to lower prices.
What we see is kind of counter to her claim. We found that there were more improvements in competition, or competition was becoming more fierce, so to speak, in states that did not have net neutrality regulations.
So what happens if the FCC votes to bring back net neutrality? We'll discuss after this break.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
And we're back. With net neutrality, broadband-only companies were allowed to build out their networks on utility poles that until then were reserved for telecommunication services, like phone networks. Christopher Mitchell is Community Broadband Program Director at the Institute of Local Self-Reliance. He says if the FCC votes to bring back net neutrality,
it will make it easier for small companies that are trying to build networks to get on poles to put their wires so that they can connect people's homes.
But Christian Stout, Director of Innovation Policy at the International Center for Law and Economics, says we don't need net neutrality as much as we once did, because most of us are already online now. So how do we ensure access for every last American?
You don't do that by upending or frustrating the investment incentives that have made this work really well for 90 to 95% of the country. What you do is try to figure out targeted solutions.
And targeted investments are already out there. The 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act set aside $65 billion for high-speed broadband expansion. The Biden administration distributed almost two-thirds of that money in June. And so many believe if the FCC brings net neutrality back, the move might not pack the same punch as it did 8 years ago. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.